Blog Talk Radio.
Saturday, Saturday.
Watching you as you're dreaming, the dreams I thought I knew. Your smile shows the reason I watched it all come true. Your touch is cold and distant, and I still loving you. I'm walking down
talented Shout Even Shy. Shout, if you're out there, come back. All is forgiven. Don't know what we did in the first place, but please come back. And you have stumbled upon the team of voices on Blog Talk Radio. And if you want to find a team of voices and you want to actually see all the wonderful words to all the things you're doing, you get yourself to allpoetry.com and you get yourself an account, a free account, and then you come and knock on the door of a team of voices, and you'll find the wonderful Deborah Lee. Hi, Deb. You?
Hello, I'm well. How are you?
I am well, thank you. And, of course, if you want to go and find lyrics like that to that little ditty by Shout Even Shy, you have to go to none other than Gary Hatter, my other co-host. Hi, Hatter. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
Excellent. Now, had a pretty rough couple of weeks, but also welcome to Sinister Spittle. How are you, Sin?
I'm okay, thank you.
And I have another caller that I better bring on to. Hello, 440. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, AP?
Hey, how are you going?
All right.
Con!
That's completely appropriate. Okay, so I am going to go to the board first, and as I said I would do, I am going to go and grab the poem of Innes Hospital.
Already
A pretty tough time for it, but I really, it's fantastic that you've gone to join us tonight.
No, I'm ready when you are.
And I've put your poem up on the board for you right now.
All right. Light an egg. My light is an egg, waiting for you to hatch, buoyantly floating and guiding the way home. I wonder often what shall be when you come. When the light dims, will it fall into the sea? Penetrating questions. Is there a home for us amongst the reef, where dolphins feed and coral breathe? Will there be a room and for us in Neptune's castle, serendipity? With endurance, our accolades more. For my cracks are time-driven. Light has burned countless hours. It's weak. The walls grow thin as I scratch out days, burdens, grief. Time will be quick upon us, precious. See the coming and glimmering rays, seas bathe. Steadfast, benevolent, prevailing at a task, waiting, holding my fragile for you to crack. In peace.
That's a great choice. It's a great choice. It's a great choice because, you know, it's always nice to go and find a piece that sort of gets that sense of where your head's up to and not to have to write something straight away when things are tough. And I just love I love what you've done there. I love serendipity. I love burden's grief. I think you've captured something there with your words as always. Deb, did you want to say a few words about Sin's piece?
Yeah, I think it was an awesome share for tonight. My light is an egg waiting for you to hatch, buoyancy floating and guiding the way home. I love the sentiment in that. And down further, with endurance, our accolades more, for my cracks are time-driven light. And then a little bit further, time will be quick upon us, precious. See the coming and glimmering rays, sea-bathed. And sea-bathed keeps that the color in mind as you're coming through. And there's sentiment wrapped up with sort of the good, the bad, and the ugly, but it all being worth it, even if you're just holding my fragile for you to crack. Wow, pretty powerful. 6 years old. Damn. Excellent. I'm glad you brought this, and I'm really glad you called.
Hatter, did you want to say a few words about Sin's piece?
Oh yeah, you can feel the sorrow just build up in this the way he wrote it. I think is there a home for us among the reef? The dolphins feed and coral breathe. Will there be a room for us in Neptune's castle? Serendipity. It builds, like Deb said, the next one. With endurance, our accolades more, cracks, time-driven. It's a jumping on time. Everything, as everybody gets older, it all narrows down to time. If you pick this 20 words at the end, it would 10 years before you pass. The 5 words before you pass, 85 years, time would be one of them. He hits on that very well. Time will be quick, precious. See it coming with glimmering rays. Yeah, nice job, Sin, and my heart goes to you, buddy.
Thank you, Hatter. I appreciate it, brother.
And Steve, did you want to say a few words about Sin's piece, and then we'll get yours on the board?
Yeah, I like this too. Well, once again, I always like the way you write. It's very abstract, I think, but also very metaphorical. I told you in my comment that there are so many things that this could be a metaphor for, as there are so many things that are as fragile as an egg, but this has the feel of the psyche to me. I thought this was an excellent write, and I'm there with Hatter too, and very sorry for your loss.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for calling up and for reading that piece. Did you want to stick around, or do you have to disappear?
I'll stick around for a little bit here.
Okay, cool. Perfect. Okay, well, that being the case, I'm going to turn to you, Stephen, because I know, you're always on a pretty limited sort of time frame, and I've put your piece up on the board. Mother, did it have to be so?
Yes, indeed. Yeah, and the title is a bit of a play on Pink Floyd, so you can call it. Mother, did it have to be so hard? Of epochs embraced and centered by chalaza, swimming in albumin juice, nutrition found within tangerine yolk, gathering strength for breaking loose. Grown from nucleus of pander size to tottering feathered web-footed drake, first hurdle of life to pass, unfledged energy it does take. Budding bill does peck through membrane layer inside the sky blue shell, cracking through the cuticle bloom, foul life hitherto hell. Then squinting eyes do touch the sun as cords chirp first call, and daggy duckling follows mother's run into taming tarn neath waterfall. End poem.
Cute. Cute and cute again. I like that, Steve. I don't mind a cute poem now and again. And a duck coming out of an egg is about as sort of cute as you want to get through. Hatter, did you want to say a few words about Mother?
I'm having trouble finding it. It didn't load up on my screen.
Oh,
I heard it sounded very good, but I wanted to read it too. Let me go back and see what I did wrong.
Oh, it's got a very, very cute little duckling picture with one duckling sort of patting the other on the back. But Deb, did you want to say a few words about this piece?
Yeah, Steve, this is adorable. From the title to the little gif to your rhyme and poem, grown from nucleus of pander size to tottering feathered webfoot drake, first hurdle of life to pass, unfledged energy it does take. This is true. And where's the budding bill does peck through membrane layer inside the sky blue shell, cracking through the cuticle bloom, foul life, hero hell. That made me giggle. It's like Mother took me back to the title. Mother, did it have to be so hard? They just worked their butts off to get out of those shells. This came out really cute, Stephen. I think it was a fun share.
Thanks, Deb.
And Minister, did you want to say a few words about ducks?
I believe the compass of life here is paramount. We try so hard to meet standards and break out of that shell. Sometimes it's a bright, warm embrace, and sometimes it's hell. And I think this encapsulates that frame of mind, life in its entirety.
Thank you, Sinister. Great comment. And I was going to put up, Stephen, the collaboration next. Have you got a few minutes to hang around and listen to that, or have you got to disappear into the evening mists, Stephen?
No, I'll hang for the collab.
Hang for the collab? Okay, excellent. Right, well, it's that time of the show where we turn to Deb and we get her to give us her insights into the lines that have been provided independently by myself and Hatter with the same little picky, and we see what she thinks. Yeah.
Do you remember getting your lines right in your lines, JP? Was it easy for you this
time?
Was it hard? It was difficult for me. Sometimes it's easier than others, and it was like
No, I didn't mind this one. I thought this one was okay. But anyway, well, we'll get to it. Deb, what did you think? That's more important. You've got experience in these.
Yeah. Well, I have to say, at first, I read the lines quite a few times, and it was just like driving me nuts. My head was filled with chaos, and then I thought, well, wait a minute, there you go. The photo's filled with chaos, and then I started to look at it from a different direction, and let's see what you guys think. So this is Blind Collaboration number 69, and it's called Inside the Head of Poe Mixed with Hatter and Upon Range AP. Here we go. Edgar Allan Poe on AP goes a little bit like this. Once upon an orang, Wu-Tang was hanging on a roof on the house with no phones, as Poe sits alone, celebrating 76, while a skeletal hand reached out seeking proof. Amongst all the belongings, he admires the haunting while the books glowed in the lamp's low dim. Eyes we can't see fill the skies in memories with the lamp of the raven searching the way in. The walls of our hallowed halls create the end on sacred walls, and the ladybird, like spider, was falling and gnashing. She levels to Queen Pawn to see if they get along, and there are bells ringing and clashing. Drowning the scene of unwanted dreams, the winds gather to blow away the moon and stars that shone in the writer onward. Cats that get stoned will give them a home and fight for the right to be free, watching the writer surrounded by alchemy's lore. She heard all the voices that no one else heard and was much more beside to see in the store. Listen as the visions that scrolled across the screen is showing the expression that seemed to say for him, nevermore. And boom.
Jesus, dude.
There you go, Deb.
Jesus.
Okay, Adam.
That is spooky. Who is this guy?
That's a good response.
Wow. I don't know where to start.
That came together.
See, that's why I asked before, because I thought, oh God, I'm not going to help her this time with what I'm giving, because I'm not giving very good, you know, not very, many good lines. Trying to, you know, get creative so she could build on. I'm worried that it wasn't going to work. It pulls out something like this.
You know I'm going to make it work one way or another.
Yeah, but
this, you guys make it easy. It's not usually, you know, a lot for me to do except put the pieces together.
This just seems like one guy, right? This is not a collab. A blind collab. Wow.
Well, I was quite happy with this one. And so let's go to Stephen. Yeah. Stephen, what's your sort of sense of the world here of this collab?
Yeah.
I think it's pretty cool, for one thing, as I am a big fan of Edgar Allan Poe. So a lot of the imagery that you put in here really kind of really helps. I like the way you describe the picture. I'm looking at the picture, and there's so much going on in there. The pendulum, the Casco Amontillado, the Raven. It's all in there. It's like really very interesting stuff, and I like the way that you guys described it, and I like the way Deb put it together, too. And I think, yeah, this is just really cool. And, of course, the ending, it had to end that way with Nevermore.
Well,
very cool.
No, it's always going to be. Now, Stephen, while I've got you on the speaker and talking, if you want to give a shout out to any of the Poetic Slice shows and things coming up in the next days.
Sure. Let's see. Our next two shows: The Mortuary of Shadows is Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. Valentine's Day, of course, and since it's the mortuary, we're looking for basically dark love. Dark Valentine's Day, maybe the pagan originations, that kind of thing. Basically open dark love poetry is what it will be. And then as coincidence may have it, Wednesday is the Poetic Inklings, and it is our monthly visit with Edgar Allan Poe. And this week we're doing the short story, A Premature Burial. So we can quote from that short story to write you. Check it out.
Very, very nice. Thank you, Stephen. Now, Sin, what did you think of this little blind collaboration that we...
Well, I unfortunately missed it. I've got a daughter out of the house calling me to tell me where she was going. I'm reading it now, and I will leave a comment, but I wasn't able to hear.
Not
just very
good. Now, meantime, we have a caller that's been waiting very patiently to get to them. Hello, 603. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I could hear. I was here. I was here at the very beginning. So I started to read it, and then I heard Deb talking, and I'm like, oh, they're just about to read it. So then it was good. This is cool. I liked how you kind of went through, and I liked the idea of the celebrating the 76th while a skeletal hand reached out in the seeking proof, and obviously that's a lot of collaborations to be going. And of course, Edgar Allan Poe mixed with a little bit of Mad Hatter and AP. It just all sounds really fun. I like the Walt the clock, the walls of our hollowed halls create the end of sacred walls. And the ladybird like spider was falling and gnashing. I mean, this is quite crazy. I hate to pick, you know, I feel like I always have to pick many lines because I'm like, oh, is that Hatter's or AP's? And it's kind of cool because you don't even know. And then knowing Deb, she kind of switches them all around. It could be both. But I thought this was pretty cool. And I liked the themes of it. And great way to end with a Nevermore. And good job to Deb for putting it together, which also takes a lot of work.
Yeah.
So how far did you go getting separating whose lines were whose?
Oh, I didn't try. I like this line and this line. I'm like, well, I got to pick a line from each and every one, though. I think if I sat down with it, I might be able to a little. I think I could do a pretty good job. I did a pretty good job at Tic Mac Toe the two times I did it. So I think
you did.
I might be able to do a good job, a fair job here. But the thing is that I know from when Sweet and I did it that sometimes Deb will take like a slice of a this and a slice of a that. So it can be tricky when doing that, when you're not taking like whole thoughts and you're taking actual lines apart. So, you know, I don't know. I have to try it sometime. Tonight's not the night, though.
That's interesting. I'd like to see that. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting.
So, And Deb, it was this one of the easier ones to put together? Question.
No, but only because I couldn't figure out how I wanted the story to go, not because you didn't mix up and tie together enough things. I just, sometimes the lines that should go together are obvious. They just were less obvious this time, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
You know, AP. You know, when I go right to write my lines, I do not think of what she just said, a subject story line that would help her in that way. I don't even think that way. Maybe we should.
No, I don't.
I don't either.
I just think, well, what am I seeing? Am I seeing? And What am I going to write about that I'm seeing? And it's as simple as that. Yeah, that's as complicated as my thought process goes. Yeah. So I don't try to second guess what you're going to write. I don't try and second guess how Deb will put it together. I just go, this is the way it is for me.
When we first started, I know that we mentioned that I'm trying to be psychic and see what you're writing, where your head's at, you know, all that. And that was let go early because that's a hinder. It wasn't good to hang on that thought process because it didn't work for me.
No.
I know what you mean. I'll go down if I'm not in a rush. See, that's the problem. I'm always late. Don't tell Deborah, but I'm always late with her lines, you know. Yeah, send them the day before.
Yeah.
Shouldn't do that. So, you know, it probably hurts on each end. The heart, lines would be quickly written, probably wouldn't be quickly transposed. So I'll do better, I promise.
Well, so although you haven't been well, in fairness, you know, so, you know, I think it was perfectly good considering that, you know, you haven't exactly been 100% well. So, you know, give yourself a...
You're very sweet, AP, but you guys have been doing this for a year. Just saying.
No.
Not new that my big brother's late. Just saying.
Now, Deb, in a change of routine and format, because, of course, I didn't actually say what the theme was today, and, of course, it's Duck Egg Blue. I was going to get you to do your poem next because I was quite excited when you talked to me about your poem.
Well, I have to tell you, a couple jumped in front of it since then, but, yeah, on my way to get it. I entered a really strange contest for Dave Prophet, and then I did a Skies Down the Tube, and it kicked it out of the first place. But
there you go.
Here it is. Okay, I'm going to put it in there right now.
Near the top of the list, Deb. Near the top of the list is what we're saying.
Yes. Now it's the third highest ever. Oh, you already have it on the
there
board.
You go.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. And yeah, I was, anyhow, surprised. But this is called Dinner and Cake for Grandma's Birthday. And here we go. In my grandmother's farmhouse kitchen, the cabinets are painted duck egg blue, and the porcelain dinnerware set inside is trimmed with that duck egg blue hue. And the vegetable dish, the soup bowls, her gravy bowl, and the salad plates, too. Displayed on the blue-green sideboard with the cups and saucers that serve eight are the two bottom cups and the candlesticks, salt and pepper shakers, and a big plate. Eight placemats are duck egg pigments, so is the backsplash and the floor slate. Pans and pots on the stovetop simmer, table is set on the tablecloth we spread. Silver cutlery is rolled in napkins that Grandma sewed with a needle and thread. Salads are served with soup on the side, then the plated lasagna and garlic bread. Now, Grandpa is tipsy from guzzling wine. He's teetering as he carries the cake, too. Announcing, light the candles and sing. Grandma blows out the candles, grinning. Wrapped packages are stacked to open. Twin lamps in a trinket box colored blue. Inside the box from Grandpa, she saw red. Red knick-knack striped with a pink hue. Pop-shocked face triggered all the laugh as Grandma clobbered him with her shoe. And poem.
Cool. Lovely ending, Deb. That's really cute.
I had to find some way to change it up, but who knew? All her writing like comedy.
No, it was nice. I enjoyed it. Hatter, did you want to comment about Deb's ridiculously well-reviewed poem?
I did that. Well, this is. I'm trying to find the one spot here. Come back to me.
Okay, I'm coming back. Now, did you think of Deb's Duck Egg Blue poem?
That was fun. You know, you got to stay away from that wine. And family reunions, you just got to stay away. You got to stay away from it. Family dinners.
Yes.
Family reunions.
Yes.
Never turns out good. I loved all the details, of course. And the big plates, the eight placements are the duck egg pigments. I like how you weaved in the prom into the storyline. A very under the radar where you wouldn't be able to see, okay, the prom duck egg. but you do it in a way where it fits in. It's quite lovely. And then, of course, you got this whole story in the back, and you get the tablecloth we spread out. And, of course, as many of your poems, even the ones that are really gross by the end with, like, eyes, stuff coming out and ear stuff going in, I don't even know. It often makes me hungry at one point or another, even if it's really gross. No. And this one does too. I just want some garlic bread now. So definitely excellently done. Yeah. And congratulations on getting, about winning all your winners there. But I have to say, I like the shoe hitting grandma.
Thank you, Sky.
I'm rooting for the grandma in the boxing ring. I'm putting my money down on her. Grandma's crazy.
Thank you.
Well, this is the point, Sky, where I say that I'm actually in the midst of cooking something at the minute. But before I talk about that, I'm going to go across to Sin. Sin, did you want to say a few words about Deb's Ducky Blue poem?
Well-woven, whimsical, right? Had a lot of great aspects of it. You have a way of weaving a story together that one can easily get lost in with the imagery and the word usage. Very great poem.
Thank you, Sam.
Thank you. I'm in the midst, Sky, of cooking for tonight. So I've got the kids coming over tonight, and I'm back into cooking. I've been cooking for a number of weeks. We've been getting takeaway, but I am into cooking tonight, and I'm doing a chicken and vegetable samosas. So I've got everything chopped up, and once I get off the radio, I will go and blend it all together. So all the vegetables are chopped, the chicken's chopped, the spices are sitting out on the bench with their tops open, ready to go in. It's, you know, it's all organized, ready for the wok to get some action. So there you go. So I actually have written out the chicken samosa recipe. I should actually put it up on the board, shouldn't I? Anyway, putting all that to one side, Deb, great poem. Really enjoyed it. And it was whimsical. I think it was a really good description. It just really naturally sort of flowed. I don't know if it's about that particular piece, but it was just it just really worked for me. So anyway,
it's a memories too. It's a memories too. I remember going to the farm. Every time we go up to the farm, they would have eggs that were blown. What they did is put little holes on each side. They could blow the egg out, and then you could paint them. It teaches little kids how to be more soft with what they do, especially little boys on a farm. Break the egg. You string and different things to make different type of patterns on your egg. Pretty good. I didn't think anybody else knew that.
My favorite way to do that. Glitter on the outside so that it shines in the light. Well, I haven't thought about that in a long time. Cool.
Now, you have to think about what the topic is for next week too, because this was my topic. So just an early warning reminder that you have to have a topic when I come back to you. You're at, is that okay?
Yep.
Excellent. Now, Sky's got something for me. Sky, you've got something for me.
I want to tell you. Did you get something from Sky? I want to tell you.
Yes.
I got a message.
I got a message from Sky. I have to wake up early and help my mum.
Okay, righto. Well, unfortunately, the one I've got is not a long poem. It is short, and it's free verse, it's called Cheap Storage, and it goes a little bit like this. Back for the last boxes, while some are jammed in the back seat, many are crammed into the boot, and the rest into temporary storage out back in my becalmed car. Who knew a reconditioned engine would only do 300 kilometres? and even that proved to be cheap compared to a lockup. As the sun shone through my empty wallet to the promise of a new day, that horizon clearing as your clouds moved on from my vista. Future storms yet to strike in the thunder of your lawyer's missives, they remained still yet far away. There were instead the naive green tinges of hope. Now the rays of the sun beamed around me, settled within the soft pastel shade above, of duck egg blue. End poem.
Mm-hmm.
I quite like that book. Ada, what did you think?
Cool picture. I don't think I'm on the same page as you. I don't think I had the right one. I'm happy.
Okay. You might not have.
Yeah, I grabbed something else. I'm sorry.
Let me go to Deb. Deb, what was your view of the world of this one?
Cheap storage. So, like, that puts a picture in the mind right there. And then as you were reading, I'm thinking that maybe you had your stuff put aside for a while, and when you picked it up, you were getting hit with emotions. And the horizon clearing as your clouds moved from the vista, future storms yet to strike in the thunder of your lawyer's missives. It's like quite a metaphoric way to talk about the stuff that you've been dealing with leading up till now. And that one line, there were instead the naive green tinges of hope. That was really sad. I think you packed quite a bit into this, Brevity.
Thank you. I think I probably did. And Sky, what did you think of this little piece?
I thought it was well done. You know, storage units can be quite expensive, of course. And, you know, you're thinking of having these boxes for whatever reason. And the thing about this is that we're missing half the story. And the thing I like about that is that because we're missing perhaps the prelude to what happened to build this up, we can kind of implement either our own story, even some of us that have our own memories of change or moving or and whatnot, or perhaps change in our lives. We can kind of implement those into your story because this is a fragment of a time. And, of course, where you say, and the way that the reason why I think of that is, you know, the last of the boxes, so obviously, you know, you're moving somewhere, you know, metaphorically or physically, are jammed in the back seat and many crammed into the boot, which obviously is a trunk here. And then using the idea of what I can only assume is a car, you know, out back perhaps that is not really in use, but it's just maybe gutted out with some boxes and used for a temporary storage. And which kind of reminds me of like a junkyard-esque place. But again, that's my only interpretation. And of course, as the sun shone through my empty wallet to the promise of a new day, you know. So it makes me think of being bare down to bare minimum and having to change for whatever reason in one's life. And I could be reading into it too far, but that's kind of what I think about. Really well done.
You've read that pretty well. And Sinister, what was your sense of this little brief piece?
I think it's an emotional transition of life. As Sky said, maybe I could be reading into too much, but, you know, things change and how we go about those changes and take them on are varied and can be masterfully written about and thought about, and that could be tragic and heartbreaking. This was not that, of course, more of a full-on transition to life, seeing where you're going. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah.
Got me thinking too much, I think.
No, you probably haven't read too much.
Yeah.
Probably
bring money and lawyers. Yeah, bring money and lawyers, huh?
Yes. When in doubt, the people that win the most in those sort of separations are always lawyers. So everything else, second, third, and fourth, the lawyers always come first. So, meantime, Sky, if you could put your link up, I have actually put the chicken samosa recipe on the board that I'm working to. So, if anybody's interested, it's up on the board.
All right. So I am going to put the link on the board, but my poem is so short because I've seen your prompt, and I was like, oh, I don't think I have anything for this. And then I dug in my brain, and I need you guys to really stay with me here. This is not by any means a poem of brilliance or even in the right style of a haiku, but just stay with me here. Golduck is a blue bipedal duck, or platypus-like Pokemon. And I wrote a poem a while ago for kids about him. There you go. All right, big reveal. Yeah. I have like 200 or like 150 of these. I don't know. Golduck nestles young. The kids love them. Golduck nestles young, heroine of shipwrecked folk, repose before dusk. And of course, the lore is that, you know, anybody who defiles her rivers, she drags them down to their death. But those that are good and shipwrecked and are good to the ocean, she saves them. So, and she goes back to her own. So I thought this was perfect. And I couldn't believe I had something remotely already written for Jack Ed Blue.
No, that's kind of fun. I mean, because, you know, we probably have one haiku every, you know, half a century on this particular show, Sky, because none of us do haikus, and I'm bloody useless at them. So to actually have a haiku on this show is new and different, and for it to be a pokey haiku is sort of a new sort of sub-variant of haiku that we were never going to go anywhere near. So it's up there. It's different. It's good. I love it.
Well, there's 150 of the haikus if you ever go to
my
screen.
God.
In that folder about Pokemon.
Oh,
there you go.
Well, that's a good 149 more than what I've ever done. Deb, did you want to say a few words about Sky's haiku?
Yeah, I think it's cute, Sky. I too like the fact that it's a pokey haiku. And I'm trying to figure out, Golduck nestles young. Is that the pokey name? Is Golduck?
Yeah, that's the name. And all the ones I have, I put their name in the title. Yeah, or in the first line. I tried to.
My son's really like Pokemon, and I'm surprised I don't recognize the name. But this is really cute, and I'm glad you brought it.
That is a platypus on steroids, man. that duck is not allowed you near those eggs. I can zoom in and look at those eyes. These are characters just made up for a deck of cards, or was there a story line behind it?
They have all different variations, and then they have the game, you know, that you can put on that. They have like the Pokemon Go game, which is why I know anything about it, because my godchildren talked me into getting it on my phone so they can use my phone to go do it with it. So I started that way, and then I got kind of addicted to it as well, and I was like, oh, this is kind of fun. So you just go walk around random places and catch Pokemon.
Is it like a geocache? You find the coordinates of where you're supposed to be?
Well, no, they're just everywhere. It's all over the place. It's not quite like that.
Oh, okay.
It's not. But you still have to go. You go to certain places and you do certain things, and it's fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
And there are different ones in certain countries too, so you can find different Pokemon in different countries.
There is one that's only in Japan, but it was over here for a very short time, and I was able to get it. But it's usually, you're right, AP. Yeah.
Yeah.
There are, like, I still can't get the Kanga mangus or whatever, the kangaroo. I can't get it. I'm going to have to go visit you.
There you go. Well, I'm going to have to get it for you.
Only in Australia.
So, I know. It's really quite concerning. And Sinister, did you see something in this haiku by Sky?
I don't follow haikus very well. I never quite understood them, being a poet of obscure means. But I thought it was the principle of the writing. It was done very, very tightly, and I don't know nothing about Pokemon, so I enjoyed it.
Thank you.
And with that, I'm gonna say good night to everybody. I got church in the morning.
Thank you for coming. It's been appreciated. Always good to have you along.
All right. Good night, everybody.
Night, Jay.
Okay. Okey-doke. So it's got to that time of night. Now, did you do a poem about Duck Egg Blue? Question.
I think I did. Didn't I?
I don't know. I haven't seen it. Oops, that doesn't make a dumb one.
I'm going to head to bed, guys. Good night.
Sky, do you have a variety show to push?
Hey, Deb, guess what? I got a message from Scott from Shout.
You did?
Yeah.
He did.
She said, hey, she said, hi, do you remember me? And I wrote back, yeah, get a hold of me.
Well.
And I'm waiting for a response. Yeah. How cool.
Hold on a second. Sky, do you have any shows to push?
Yeah, I have next week on Storyboards. I'm starting a new thing. It'll be. I think it's like 4 a year because I'm going to be doing it every 4 months, I think, or something. I don't know, something like that. There's not many, but it's a new little thing where I'm doing. And I really love some, I mean, you guys know I love those old Disney films, but a lot of them are being remade. So I've been contemplating a while how I'm going to do this. So I'm starting this new thing. It's called Storyboards Presents Live Action Animation, where I'm going to feature both the old animated version and the new live action film.
Yep.
And not versus, really, but celebrating both. And the first one we're going to do is next week at 8 p.m. on Storyboards on Saturday, and it's Pete's Dragon. So you know the old film. Yeah, it's a good one. So we might have a little bit more music than normal for that because, as you know, Pete's Dragon had a lot of, in its original, had a lot of great songs. And we also will be touching and featuring some of the background music from the new one and talking about both. So there's quotes to both movies that you guys can write to. I've got both trailers up there. And you guys can, of course, write to any theme, characters or quotes, as always.
Sounds fun.
Thank you, Scott.
Cool.
Well, have fun, guys. Yep.
Sweet dreams, Scott.
Okay.
Thanks, guys. Guys.
So was that on was that on All Poetry or on your phone, Hatter, that you heard from Shout?
All Poetry.
Oh, awesome.
Better.
Different name, though, right?
I don't think so. She just read. I think it's. I could be, but I thought it was the same.
Oh,
okay. I have to go check. It sort of blew me away. I'll go check and see.
AP's cooking for his children, so you want to tell us what we're doing for fun times next Saturday?
How about school?
We can do school.
Anything from the kindergarten to masters, your university, and anything in between.
Okay.
Good, bad, the ugly.
Got it.
School.
Cool. Sounds
school.
Right. School. We can do that.
Wide open.
Now.
Stay in school.
Now, Hatter.
Yeah.
Duck Egg Blue, did you have a poem for this particular topic?
I don't know. Deb, did I? Maybe.
I remember you talking about it, but I think that a couple different things happened and you didn't finish it. Try your draft.
Oh no! I think I'll look at it. Give me a minute. Okay.
We're having a minute.
In the meantime, dinner sounds really tasty, AP. But I'm with Ava. You can keep them peas.
Yeah, like peas at all. I mean, samosas are meant to have peas, but she's like, Dad, I really don't like peas, and she actually would pick them out, and so I'm like, okay, fine, we just won't put them in. Yeah, that's the obvious answer to this, and so, you know, we had that conversation a couple of years ago, and ever since then, my chicken samosas have not had peas. So, for all of those traditionalists out there, I don't deep fry my samosas, and I don't put peas in. So, but apart from that, they're moderately traditional.
Well, for some topic of conversation during dinner, you can ask her if she hates peas as much as my dad, because every time my grandma would turn her head, my dad would stuff a pea into his nostrils. And each time the two nostrils got full, he would have to go to the bathroom and blow his nose, and that is how he disposed of his peas, because my grandmother was you can't leave the table until your plate is empty, and he got away with that for years. So does she dislike them that much?
Wow, that's like a peas for sure. Yeah, no. But we communed, and we, you know, she basically said no. So, but you know, I've got myself set up to make probably close to 20 samosas, I reckon, and I reckon probably 15 will get eaten tonight. So, to put it into context. Now, Hannah.
And it's more than just you and Ava eating, right?
That's Ava, me, and Darcy. Ava will eat about six or seven, and so will Darcy.
That's a little better, 15. With price. Okay. But wow, that's still a lot.
That in context, yeah. So I'll struggle my way through three, and they'll eat six or seven each.
I was going to say, I would probably one trying to force the second one. How did you find something?
Yeah.
No, I'm getting this thing is stuck. Stuck in some Google universe. Help me! They're back.
Hannah, if you find it,
yeah. Apparently,
we'll just do
I didn't. I've tried. Shoot. Do I have any more minutes? Do I have? No. Are we done? I know
we're
it's
done.
Somewhere. I know I got it somewhere.
Not many, but we can put it in next week. We can put it in next
week.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay. You know. Anyway, so, we should say sky, and we should say thank you to Sinister, and we should say thank you to Stephen for joining us in this slightly delayed episode on Duckhead Blue. We should say thank you to Deb, and well done for getting to the top of your pops in all poetry on your duck egg blue poem.
Oh, I got it.
Hannah, for this. Have you got it?
I got it. How about that?
Well,
I'm going by the blue green blind. Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
And
yeah.
I'm running down the hallway with it now.
Okay.
I'm gonna splatter it. Put them off.
Yep.
And there you are, two voices. Look at that. Who painted this wall? Okay. Hope that worked. I think that must give money back to that. Jesus. Okay. Did it show up?
Yeah, I'm refreshing.
Okay, me too.
Not yet.
Okay, let me try again. It's up there. It's about the fourth one down on my list. I grabbed it.
You're trying to put it on a team of voices?
I did.
It's got it. Deb's done it. Okay, we're good. We're good. We're good. We're good. We're good.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, it's you can go ahead and read for us.
Okay. If I can get back to it. There we go. Everything just slowed up real quick. I don't know what the deal is. I think my phone's not as smart as they say it will be.
This is true.
Come on. So tomorrow, the big day, day we've been waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
I'm taking Stafford. I've been taking the Rams the whole year, and I'm going to stick with him. Stafford Rams are going to do the magic. Okay.
We noticed.
Yeah.
And Deb, you're on the opposite side.
I don't know, because I think both of these teams are equally hungry, but I do think Matty has a lot to prove for the Rams, but Cincinnati's playing vicious right now, so yeah. I know the odds are saying Rams, but I think I'm going to do the underdog thing and go with Cincinnati.
It's not Cincinnati.
Well, it takes a lot for me to say that because they're a Steelers rival. I just think that they're just really hungry right now.
It's the Rams, Kansas City, isn't it?
No, it's the Rams and the Bengals. Don't you remember that last field goal, overtime? Trust me,
really?
Heather. Tomorrow at 6:30, it'll be the Rams and the Bengals.
Okay. Well, yeah, Rams all the way. Hey,
yeah.
Blue Green Blind.
Okay. Here we go. Blue Green Blind.
The iridescent glow that can pause the sun, streaks and shadows, fools everyone. Painted gray on daisy floors, feathered beds swayed do more. Confused in blues, like suede on shoes, green's the means, but it's all about the blues. I see blue, don't you, inside the green, blue-green blindness. Don't know what that means. I am blue-green blind.
Are you blue-green blind?
Yeah, I am.
Ah.
All my life, I was calling. I guess I was calling things that were blue green. And same thing. Green shit. You know, they're pretty close. Something, but I guess how I pick it is a lot worse than most. That's common. That's the most common blindness is blue green in men.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. It is quite common, but there you go. I didn't know that. Deb, what did you think of blue-green?
Well, I thought it was kind of interesting. I had no idea either. And actually, while Hatter was just talking, I was looking it up. Tritonomaly makes it hard to see the difference between blue. Yeah, tritonomaly makes it hard to see the difference between blue and green and between yellow and red. Does yellow and red bother you?
No, got that down.
Hmm.
No problem.
And tritonopia makes you unable to tell the difference between blue and green, purple and red, and yellow and pink. I just thought, I thought color blindness means you couldn't see color. I didn't know that there was different types and different colors on the spectrum that you couldn't see. So I learned something from the Brevity Hatter.
I would say the next one problem I have would be red and orange. What does that change off? But you could throw pink in there too, I guess. And that would be a difficult one, I guess. But yellow and red, they're talking about orange, aren't they?
Yeah.
So I'd say a little bit. I would say a little bit.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, Hatter. I had no idea. So there you go. I mean, it's something that affects a lot of people, and it's something that we wouldn't have started on.
You know that winter winter picture of the forest or the trees where it's all mossy. Grass is about 3 feet high, all green as green can be. You've got everything, different shades of green. That is a satisfying moment. I would pause on that. I have before up on the ranch. It's the greens, you know. They're enhanced.
So I have a quick question before we go, Hatter. Is that why you color? I mean, you draw in pencil rather than in color.
In pen,
because you can see it better.
No, I wouldn't say. I did black and white because every artist at some point comes to the biggest demon that you're going to have to fight, and that's depth.
Yeah,
depth is hard. Depth is hard to do in black and white more than any colors. And I wanted to, that tended to be I wanted to be able to get the depth down. And once you get that, I might go back to color. But, I took it as a challenge. Yeah, you've got to find it. Because you look at yourself, you look at your pictures. There's no depth in it. You're looking at just somebody that, you know, wrote on the wall. I see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's blow this pop stand.
Okay. Sounds good, Deb. Well, we've been there, done that. We're back for school next week, and thanks to Sky and Sin and Stephen and of course Deb and Hatter for being along for the ride,
and we will
be back.
Shout, thanks to you too.
You know, be with us. With all of that, and we will see you all in a week's time. So thanks, Adam. Thanks, Deb.
Love
you. Everybody stay healthy. Yeah.
Okay.
See you guys.
Bye, everybody. Thank you.
Bye.